2 p.m. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we ask for your guidance this day, the decisions that we make. We thank you for the freedom we enjoy in this country. We thank you for the opportunity to openly run our government so that every citizen can be a part of it and understand what we're doing. Father, we just ask your blessing for this meeting now. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We only have a couple of things on the agenda. The first is to approve the claims. We didn't have anything for the agenda last Wednesday, and so I canceled the meeting, thinking that maybe we could find some way to pay the bills, but we can't. We can't pay the bills until we have an official public meeting and approve the claims. So we're here, we'll do it the right way. And so, have you both had a chance to look at the claim?
No. Haven't looked at them. I would make a motion to approve.
Okay. Have you seen them?
I looked over the commissioner's side, and I looked at some of the other ones, and talked with the auditor's office. We looked at some of them. Still have to get them a little bit sooner than what we're getting. But with that said,
these would have been approved
27. Rule number one, everybody that's
21st, Wednesday was 21st.
Everybody gets paid that's due to be paid.
Because Thursday was my mom's birthday.
Yeah, that's right. 101.
Yeah,
101. You should go to book a
meeting. So, I mean, you've had an extra days.
I'm good.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the claim. Do I hear a second? Hearing none, I'll second place motion to approve the claims. Any discussion or further questions? Hearing none, all in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the other issue we have today is...
I'm going to do the minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we'll do the minutes from last time. June 7th. That was our last meeting. June 7th. I did look them over and see any mistakes or any problems with it.
You did an amazing job.
I don't know how you do it. I could never keep one table minutes. Stuff goes by too fast. I don't get it.
Let's just say she hates it when I take them. I didn't say that.
If I were doing them, I'd have to have an audio recording. I'd have to play it 75 times
right.
To get it all right.
100%.
And it'd take me 4 or 5 hours. So anyway, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes for the June 7th meeting.
So moved.
I hear a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, motion second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Okay, now I think... Can we get ahead of the game?
I need to concentrate at the moment. I'll sign before I leave.
Okay, that's all right.
It won't be long.
It's budget time. Nobody on the commissioner's board has actually done the budget in the past. I watched it be done last year, tried to learn as much as I could. Diane and Melissa did most of the nuts and bolts of it. I did watch it being done, and I did approve of the budget that they came up with. Seemed like it was well within reason. We did cut everything out of the budget we possibly could at the request of the county council in order to keep our costs down. And so far, looking at year to date, most all the accounts look like they're pretty close. We've not had huge overruns, we've not had any real, you know, lack of expenses in any accounts. So the budget so far looks good. You never know. We still got the rest of the year to go, so, you know, we could have something unexpected pop up. But I think that last year's budget was a reasonable estimate. That's all a budget can be, your best estimate of what the costs are going to be and what your income is going to be and so forth. So it's, you know, when the year's done and the audit's finished, whether you were right or not. So,
exactly.
So we've in light of that, we've looked for some guidance and help to prepare the budget again for this year. And Melissa Stinson, the former HR director who did participate in the budget the last several years, has offered her help at what I think is a very reasonable rate of $25 an hour. We can utilize her as much or as little as we want.
Where is she going to be doing this at, Jerry?
I'm sorry?
Where is she going to be doing this at?
Probably a lot of my home.
Anybody going to be there watching her?
Well, no.
You know what they call that, also, right?
No, that's not ghost employment.
They will call it that if there's nobody that can tell you what her time is.
Well, I think we require her to come into the commissioner's office, if you like.
Well, that would be better than her being doing it at home.
Okay. Mike, are you with?
Yeah, well, all that, I heard that. I'll make an edit to the contract proposal. To require that.
Okay.
Thank you.
That would eliminate any questions about the hours. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, just add that in to the contract. We received a draft of the contract this morning from legal Mike Moga at 11 o'clock. He drew up the contract for her, and so I'm sure it's quite legal, but we do have. There are always questions and things. We might have to add something or change something, so thank you very much.
Question. I know I'm being angry, but I've got another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What constitutes her having $25 an hour? What kind of degree does she have in this? Why is $25 an hour?
Yes, at least 8 years of experience for various budgets.
I'd make a motion that we table until we got the correct paperwork and the proper wording in front of us before we vote on it.
What did you say, Mike, about that? You said we'd go ahead and move this along, and then with stipulation of you saying something later. What was it?
Yeah, so now with this additional change that's been requested, what you would vote on now is to approve this contract proposal that we're going to be sending to Melissa, contingent on my edit of the in-person, as well as her approval of the additional terms, including the termination clause that we had put in there.
So what you're saying is that she's going to have to be in this building to be paid per hour.
That's good.
I mean, with all the stuff that's gone on the last few years with everybody working from home, that just seems a little bit silly to me, but, I mean...
They don't like you working from home unless you are specifically...
But everybody did for 2 years, you know, and...
Not everybody did for 2 years, because okay. I did not.
And we appreciate that.
I stayed in this building the whole time.
And COVID is over.
Yeah, pretty much.
A lot of people did.
I'd like to see the amount that she's allowed to charge up to.
Are there deliverables identified in this contract?
Is this service contract going to be available for the public to view at some point?
Well, sure.
Sure, it's public information.
You can look it over and see what you think, Tim.
I'm just covering our rear ends here.
Right.
Don't
well, here's my perspective on this, just saying this. We've got an asset, a valuable asset, that's been a gold mine of budget information for, I mean, a decade or two. And I can tell you that I would be hard-pressed to think that Ron or I have anywhere the knowledge that she has to bring to the table on this. So I figure that at this reduced rate, which I feel like is very reasonable, she can add
value to the budgetary process, and that's where I'm at with this. The pattern that I'm seeing, I've seen it a couple times already, is somebody's always got the idea they're going to save the county some money. And it usually involves hiring one of their friends to save the county money. I've seen that happen a couple times already. Also, I'd like to add in that motion that we use Baker Tilly to do the budget. Yeah, it might cost some more money, but we know it would be professionally done on time.
I believe their rate's $150 an hour plus.
Yeah. You call a roofer to do the roof, you call the person that's qualified to do the job. Even if it's, they charge more. They usually take less time also.
What's Jackie charging you to help out down the auditor's office?
I've got a flat fee for her. She's my consultant, and she charges like $5,000 a year.
Okay, flat fee.
Flat fee.
Per year.
Yeah.
But the way this contract is worded, there's no amount. I mean, she could charge $50,000, she could charge $100,000.
Well, she can't, because as I think what I heard the attorney say, if we feel like that this is going to be a situation that we're being overcharged for, there's recourse in the courts, and there's also recourse on our behalf that we can terminate the contract at any time. So she will not be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, there's no way, in my opinion, that we're ready to move forward with this contract.
Well, that's a good opinion. Okay. I mean, that's a opinion.
What do you think, Mike?
I'm sorry, I can't make comments on whether or not you should move forward with the contract. It's got to be up to the commissioner to decide. But we can make a contingent on negotiations of this new term with the in-person.
Okay, thank you. We do have a couple of public in attendance today. Tim Clark is the president to speak, and I'll allow him to do that.
Jerry, you know I've sat through these meetings for about 6-7 years now, Commissioner and Council, so I'm pretty familiar how the budget is executed during the year. And I also sat through, probably one of the few, if any, citizens that actually sit through all four of the budget hearings and have copies and look at that stuff. You need professional help. Last budget thing was a mess. I mean, you got Dave Redding and Jim Kemp had to dig in to find out what was going on in health insurance. I thought Kemp did a really good job in outlining what all the expenses were. So we grossly underestimated what our liability for health insurance was and during that mess. And then the other thing was we didn't know where the money was coming from. We had the wrong money identified for the courthouse, which is huge, absolutely huge. But two big ticket items, they were just glossed over during the budget hearings, and it didn't come out until afterwards. And the fact that you're looking to have somebody come in and help you now just identifies that you don't have a really good process, and I've never seen it. You relied on Diana to do this stuff, and may I tell you, as a former federal auditor and accountant, the red flags went up in my head all the time. I stayed the heck out of the budget business because I didn't want to spend any more time than I had to on looking at stuff. But just it seemed to me like there was just too much fluff and padding, putting money here versus here versus there, and then we'd shuffle it during the year. Never felt comfortable with that. And so if you look at what happened, Caitlin did a phenomenal job for Baker Tilly on finding where that money is that the council was looking for, and I think she identified maybe $800,000 that we didn't even know that we had. And then I think she found the other, for the courthouse, she found even more money on that one that really bailed us out of something that should have been prevented with a little more knowledge and experience when it comes to the budget process. And so, you know, I suggest what you could do is table the thing and bring Caitlin in and say, hey, what can you do for us for budget? You need a process. You shouldn't have to guess on how to put together a budget for the year. And something the council and the commissioners, you don't do either, that's alien to me, is you never compare actual to budgeted amounts. I never hear those discussions. I mean, actually, hard copy documents saying, here's where we're at. And you've always identified you wanted 15% balance in these fund accounts. I've never heard that status on that 15% ever mentioned at a council or commissioner meeting. And in my world, that was always the leadoff when you got those numbers at the end of the month, is what we're doing on the budget. Are we projecting right? And the other thing that always surprises us on the budget is the capital improvement costs. You know, we just blow that off and thinking, well, we'll just pull money from somewhere to fix whatever goes wrong with some of these buildings. And that's always a high risk. And so, Caitlin, I would think for Baker Tilly that deals with the different counties, she ought to be able to take an SOP off somebody's shelf and say, hey, here's what they do in X, Y, and Z as a regular routine process for managing the budget during the year and how they prep for the annual. So it'll be a minimal amount of time. So whoever becomes the next commissioner or whatever, they can pick up that SOP and then execute it. You're not blind. It's a, gee, what do I do now? I've got the job. What do I do with the budget process? And it helps educate yourself and then train future elected leaders down the road. So you know, I would suggest just tabling it, bring Caitlin in at the next meeting and let her put together a proposal as to how they can improve our process for the budget in the county. I'll be glad, Jerry, I'd be glad to donate as much time as I need to do to work with her to make sure you've got a decent, reliable process for managing and developing your budget. And I'll put as much volunteer time as I need to work with Caitlin that ought to reduce the amount of money. So I'm assuming that she has best practices from some counties as to how you can routinely manage this budget more efficiently and effectively and probably help out the council as well and prevent their surprises. So that's my two cents, is just get a professional in here, let her give you some options. At least you can prepare, you know, what her approach would be, because she certainly knows what the deliverable would be for the annual budget process and the periodic reviews of budget, and then compare that with, I don't know, how detailed this contract is. I mean, I'd look for all the damn deliverables. If it's open-ended, the flags go up, and I'll be posting what we're getting for the money every month when I see these claims for Melissa on this one, because this is unusual to bring in a ex-employee to do something that I'm not aware that she was that involved in the budget process as opposed to Diana.
Well, she wasn't.
Was she?
Yeah,
okay.
She was very aware. She was very involved.
I was always, the capital improvements and the health insurance thing always made me uneasy. Those were the highest risk areas we had, and we always got caught every year by coming up with hundreds of thousands of dollars to plug the hole without knowing in advance that we would have to plug a hole. So again, I would just say, hey, get a comparison. Here's a professional that does that. Here's counties. Here's a process. Here's what we can deliver versus, and here's what we can do using somebody that's always done what we've always done, which I wouldn't really suggest we continue on with that method.
Now, so the issue with them is they don't guarantee anything. I mean, if you read their paperwork that they do for us now, they're not standing behind their work, pretty much, to me.
Who?
Baker Tilly.
Well, then change your contract. I mean, I wrote contracts in feds all the time. I had specific deliverables. I knew exactly what I was going to get. So if your contract is loosey-goosey, that's not on the... I would tighten it up. And so for her, I just asked, what do you want in the budget? What do you want in preparation for an annual budget? What do you want for a monthly review of the budget? You know, what are other counties doing? What can she provide us?
Mrs. Weddle, did you have any questions?
I'm late to the party, so I just agree with the using a professional. Melissa's great, but I don't know what her experience is.
She has had a 8 years worth of experience.
In HR.
Okay. She helped the budget for 8 years.
8 years.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple things I've considered, too. Their budget is due in 4 days. County Council, and I thought her didn't offer any extension.
Is she going to be done in 4 days?
We've got to give them a piece of paper by July 1st, whether it's good, bad, ugly, or otherwise. Or we're in trouble with the council. And secondly, if we bring in a professional at $150-plus an hour, we will have to go to the county council and ask for an additional appropriation, because we don't have the money to pay that. I'm anticipating Melissa would spend 20 to 30 hours on this whole project, and that's less than $1,000. So, I mean, I just things to think about.
That's the first time I've heard any numbers, is those numbers.
Those are my best guesstimates. I mean, you know, it's hard to say, but honestly, I mean, anything over 30 hours to me would be a lot of time spent on this.
Well, big, we're just throwing out the 120 an hour. You could ask her specifically what she would charge to give us a proposal for, you know, putting budget together. The easiest thing to do is you start with what you did last year, do a few deltas and submit it.
The fact that Baker Tilly is already under contract with us, yeah. We even need to have another meeting or just have her come in and talk to you about
it. Well, it's not that, it's the money. It's $150 an hour every time you pick up the phone.
Even
you know,
if
it's,
they
like
are
the, it's like the attorneys, you know, the clock starts.
He's right.
And so,
anytime they do anything for us, they whenever they come out to do something new, they're going to charge you for it, of course.
Or is there anything wrong with you picking up a telephone, calling her, and asking her what's the charge?
I got no problem.
Because Mike Mogul's still going to have to work on this anyway.
Well, Mike, how long is it going to take you to implement the changes that we've discussed and get this so it's road ready?
So just to confirm, is the only change that you guys want to make to the current contract is the in-person working?
Right.
Okay, yeah, I can get that this afternoon.
Okay, so by tomorrow we're good? Or this afternoon we'll be good?
I don't know.
Yeah, this afternoon.
I just saw the Bill from Baker Tilly for our annual contract, and I recall it was about $23,000. But I don't know what all is included in it. I haven't looked to see if budget preparation was any part of it or not. It might be. She did come in and look at the budget last year towards the end. We had her look at it, make sure we weren't putting something stupid or
completely
wrong or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie did too as well. I mean, those are both professional people in the world of county government finance. And I think they have different approach, but they're both very, very good. I mean, I want to do what's cost effective and what gets the job done.
Well, I feel confident that $25 an hour, we're going to get value for our money, and we're going to get some really quality expertise. So I feel comfortable in saying I move to adopt this with the stipulation that they change it to in-house. And other than that, that's my motion.
I believe I already made a motion. It's not been voted on.
Okay.
A motion was to table it
until we get it figured out correctly. That would give Mr. Mogul time to prepare the contract properly with the correct wording. It would give you time to call Baker Tilly and see if in the $23,000 plus that you say we're already paying them, if we're not paying double for double services, you know? I mean, you know, it may not be, but you may be. And just take a phone call. I'm sure you can find out by the end of the day. And
I'll call her right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Call her to me.
I don't have her on speed dialer.
Hey, Jerry, tell her she's got an intern that's going to volunteer time.
There you go.
Hi, Kate.
left a message on your other number as well about budget preparation. Give me a call when you can, 317-966-1724. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Yep. There you go.
Hello.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm sitting here with a conundrum right now.
Yeah, no problem. I just saw your voicemail on the, right when I was trying to listen to it, you called and I accidentally hit the edge button.
Jerry, sorry to interrupt, but can you make sure she knows she's being recorded?
She's on speaker. You're on speaker, Caitlin.
Hi, she's being recorded for the phone meeting.
Yes, Mike Moog is on a Zoom call here. What I was calling about is we're headed to the throes of the budget for 24. And we had an offer from a former employee to come in and help us with the budget. It's, you know, a very nominal cost. Not professional. Some indication that they want something more professional. I didn't know about your contract we have with you entailed any budget preparation or what the charge would be to do that.
So there was a, and let's see if I can find in my email, another engagement letter that we have sent specifically for budget services with an estimate. And let me see if I can pull that up really quickly.
Oh, okay. Was this with the council?
We briefly discussed it with the council, and then we prepared the documents with Paige Sansone in our office, who specializes in budget preparation.
Yes.
And I think we sent it to the commissioner's office and to the auditor, just bring us to review and see the estimate that was in there. So let me see if I can find
Was that in conjunction with the charge for last year?
That letter was like a brand new specific just to budget.
Okay.
Because of last year, because they helped out so much last year.
Oh, Julie, the auditor, saying that it was because you helped out so much last year, they decided to basically make it official, I guess, to have a contract for that. So, if
that's already approved, though,
I don't think it's been signed.
So that she can. They've got a. From what I'm understanding, Mr. President, is the fact that they have got an estimate in to do help us with the budget that hadn't been approved by us yet. Is that right?
I do believe that is right.
That's I thought we signed a contract with Baker Tilly.
You did sign a contract.
But she's saying this is in a beyond that.
This is with Paige. This is not the same contract. There's two contracts.
And how much is it?
We don't know yet. She's telling us.
She's getting ready to.
Yeah, flipping it up.
And she needs to tell us whether we signed it or not.
Okay. And do you know what the hourly rate would be if it was by the hour?
I don't
So the contract we have for just your regular services is separate then from budget preparation. We have a separate offering for just the budget, right?
Right. Okay. So this, and I sent it to Julia maybe a week or so ago, and I'd be happy to resend it so it's at the top of your inboxes.
Okay.
But yeah, this is specific to budget assistance.
Yeah, Julia's looking for it now, but it is not too much trouble.
It is yeah, I'm in the right now.
Okay.
No problem. I totally understand that. I have so many emails in my inbox. I'm going to send it to both of you again
Sometimes our
pops up for her.
Yeah, sometimes our inbox is getting very full.
Yeah.
Well, I think that answers the questions for right now, and I appreciate it. And we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye bye.
My letter before between Brown County and the annual budget assistance and other accounting support services.
So it's $150 an hour, it's $300 to $400 an hour.
I think she's $235.
Yeah. And then I've $110 to $145.
And if I understand it right, Melissa helped. Was with that she had their
Melissa had them with her
right. So that's yeah. Just one more tool in her toolbox that she's got. So,
but she's still paying that amount of money. I mean, you're going to pay $25 for Melissa an hour, and then you're going to turn around and pay for Baker Tilly.
Not if we don't use them for a.
But Melissa's going to have to use them. She uses them every year.
We'll see. Is that the way you understand it?
Yeah, I mean, actually, Diana wasn't involved that much last year.
No, it
so
was.
But if we do all the hard work at $25 an hour and put it in front of them, and they're for $300 an hour, they sign off on it, then it seems to me like that would be better than having Baker Tilly jump in and spend a whole month on the
trying
budget. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you get it done.
It's not my decision, it's yours.
I don't like to see you snarling at me. You know.
I'm trying to placate. With the auditors in my
and doing a fine job. And doing a fine job.
I would like to make sure that we have no problems with them the next time they come in.
Amen.
I believe at this point, I know what you guys are probably going to do. I think. My motion has been made. You need to. It needs to fail, and then Blake makes a motion, and then you're the deciding factor in what happens here.
Well, I'll tip my hand. I'll tell you what I think. Okay. I think that if we gave Baker Tilly to do this job, we could be looking at $5,000 to $10,000
Could be a lot.
At the well, 235, that gets you one of the interns that's in their office.
No. No, I've got the numbers right
here. I'm just kidding.
That gets Caitlin, right?
Yes, the 235 gets Caitlin.
So
an intern is 110 to 145.
I mean, if whatever the number is, I don't know what it would be, but I wouldn't think that anybody could look at our budget and figure it all out. 10 hours
less.
30 hours, 7,000
So, I think I usually come in to go over my budget with you, so if there's
yeah.
anything on the projects, I can help you with it, too, if you want to help.
So, Jerry, Baker Tilly in the past has routinely supported Melissa and the commissioners and putting this thing together then, right? So what's the new expense?
Tim, were you recognized or you, this is an open forum here?
Okay.
No, I recognized him initially. She's done, like I said, Kate looked all over last year. I don't know if we really got charged individually for that or not. We had a number at the end of the year, it was 23,000. But this year they've separated it out because they think we want a lot more. But I think for if you spend $1,000 with Melissa, I don't think it's going to be anything wasted. give her what, 20 hours?
That's $500.
Actually, that'd be what, 40 hours, give about, so.
No.
But she knows and what that would cost us, I think that would be a bargain. I mean, I know everything, but then I'd say we have the professionals come in and look at it before we have to sign off on it. See what we can get done for the least amount of money for the people around the county. And trust me, I have no preference about any former employees. Everybody's been an employee here, mostly been a friend of mine. I'm not trying to get her a job. She doesn't need the job. She's got a very good job that pays multiples of what she was making here. She offered to do this, just she wanted to help the county. And so there's no, it doesn't get me anything except the help. That's what I need.
So as far as my motion goes.
Okay, we had a motion on the floor. And I didn't hear a second.
Correct.
So his motion would die for lack of a second.
And then I move that we go ahead and approve the service agreement with the stipulation that we add in the one item addendum to that that Mike understands, and then go from there with it.
And then we'll see how it progresses, and we can always cut it off. If she starts getting too much money, if she's not getting done what we think she ought to be getting done in that amount of time.
It's in here.
That's already in there.
It's already
terminated any time.
How much do we already owe her?
I don't know what she's done, if anything, so far.
I think she said she's got maybe 3 to 4 hours in so far working
okay.
on things.
We can figure out a way to deal with that. It's from home. She didn't come in here, so.
Yes, she was in here.
Was she in here?
Yeah, because I believe I was told she went through my desk.
Went through your desk?
I don't know. I wasn't here, so I was telling you.
I locked my desk.
Why would she go through your desk?
Looking for the budget, and then looking for the papers that to file at the end of the budget. There's some papers that she got to file. And I took pictures of the desk and my personal stuff, and I could tell they'd been moved around.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Got here a second. Hearing none, I'll second the motion. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Okay. I appreciate everybody's input.
Yeah. Question for you, close.
Yeah.
The coroner's office, I just drove by there and saw it's almost done. I don't recall. Last time I remember at a commissioner meeting that the plans were at the town of Nashville for final tuning. Was that bid out? That
no.
new project?
No.
Was it? Okay. Is there a limit for?
I believe it was
$150,000.
$150,000 for a construction project?
Yeah. It's $50,000 for services. It's $150,000 for capital project.
Okay. I believe their bid come in at $149,995.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
And it is, the exterior is done. They're starting to work on mechanicals. The HVAC been done by local contractors, Phil Snyder. Electric's been done by Malcolm and Galen, MG Electric. I could not find a plumber locally to take the job, so DC Metal is building the building. I found a plumber from Montgomery to come to do that. Otherwise, DNC have done everything, and they've been very timely about it. They started, they worked every day until they got as far as they could get. No fooling around, and it looks like some very good work. Once the mechanicals are done, then they'll go in and put the interior walls on. They're also furnishing the cabinetry and all the fixtures inside in that price, so we're getting a bargain.
I've not seen a contract yet. Have you, Jared?
I have not actually seen it, no. I have not.
Would you like to take the lead on finding that for us?
Yeah, I couldn't get one.
Thank you, sir.
He said he was going to send it to me that day they started.
Maybe he did. Maybe he did send it.
I didn't get it. He did.
He might have. I didn't check your emails. Sometimes they're tricky.
It depends on how it looks in there, you know, something, if it's some name on it, you know, like, you know, somebody was sending me an email about Facebook or something that said Meta on it, I might not know what that was.
We've been told not to just open any email.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, run that email. There you go.
But anyway.
What's on the rest of the agenda, Mr. President?
I think we've covered it.
Motion to adjourn.
Highway, nothing on the highway, since he's here.
You got anything, Mike? Anything pressing?
Nothing, just keep moving on.
I have a couple more potholes for you.
I have a picture of a best-looking gravel road in the Midwest. The local resident keeps passing us. We're incompetent that we don't know how to do it.
That wouldn't be in the southern part of the county, would it?
Yes, it would, southwest corner.
The only thing I have for the highway guy is, I believe there's some claims that need to be brought to the auditor so we can get them paid. There's a few outstanding, supposedly. Do you know anything about them?
We've got stuff we're working on currently.
There you go. Yes. If you can get them in here so we can take care of them. We like paying our bills on time.
So do we.
Huh?
So do we.
Everybody gets paid.
But I have to have the right documentation first.
There's the right answer.
I don't know if it's your job or not, but there are two potholes right in front of the EMS building where they drive the ambulances out, right between the juncture between the two sets of pavement.
That'd be building maintenance. we got materials. So
it wouldn't take very much. But
in front of the EMA building.
And they haven't complained. I've been driving in and out there every whip stitch looking at the coroner's office. I just have to see it right in front of our own EMS. And the other one's out on Mount Liberty that I talked to you about.
Do you have anything else, Mike Logo, for legal?
No, nothing else to add. Just for clarification for the record, the Melissa contract that we were discussing earlier, I'm going to make it, it's contingent on me making that new clause in there, and then it will be contingent on Melissa accepting that final clause.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Very good.
I believe there's a motion been made to adjourn. I'll second the motion.
Okay. No discussion will be allowed. All those in favor say aye.